Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, Rachel, and thanks so much for that kind introduction. Today, let's talk about words that calm. Words that calm. The scripture says in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27, the one who has knowledge uses words with restraint, and whoever has understanding is even-tempered. You know, even-tempered people are what are known as cool-spirited, not hot-blooded or hot-spirited. A hot-spirited person is always excitable, impatient, and insistent on having their say right now. Gosh, when I say that out loud, it's like I'm looking in a mirror. A cool-spirited person is calm and patient. And when I say that out loud, I think that's the person I desire to be. The wise know what they have to say may be true, may be crucial, and always counts for something that matters, but they also know God is in charge and only He can open hearts, not the eloquence of our words. Three reasons can be found for this praise of being calm and having words that calm. First, it allows time for a fair hearing. Second, it allows tempers to cool, as in Proverbs 15:1, a gentle answer. And third, its influence is potent, it's powerful. 25:5 in the book of Proverbs says, a gentle tongue can break a bone. Think about that. Jesus never gave way to unrestrained or inflamed speech, even when under the greatest temptation or pressure, or the greatest provocation. And if anybody had reason to, it was the Lord Jesus. Keep in mind, though, that Jesus is not merely an example to live up to. As our Savior, He can send us His Spirit, which gives us an inner love for Him and changes us into His likeness and more like Him, including making our words calmer. Are your words tempered? Are they calm? And are they powerful? And when was the last time they weren't? In my case, this is a constant battle. I bet it's not for you, but ask yourself that question. What was the result when you didn't offer words that calm? Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.